Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Arnold Borgra. I'm director of the Transnational Threats Division at CSIS, and I'd like to introduce our guest of honor, the Interior Minister of Bulgaria, Mr. Roman Petkov. Our guest of honor has been in politics for the past 15 years. He was elected mayor of Pleven, where he served for 4 years before being appointed as advisor to and architect of the coalition policy of the Bulgarian Socialist Party, and for the past 5 years has been deputy chair of the party's Supreme Council. Mr. Petkov was in charge of the national liberal, I mean liberal in the American sense of the word, Liberal Strategy Center for three successive campaigns, for the presidential election, for local government, and for the National Assembly. He was elected member of parliament for both the 39th and 40th National Assemblies. I didn't realize they had that many assemblies in the last 15 years, but it was pointed out to me that they started counting these assemblies in
1864. Числото, бройката на народните събрания започва от 19...
I don't know when you started counting assemblies.
От кога започваме да броим номера на събранията? За това ставаше дума.
Bulgaria joined NATO, as we all know, in April 2004.
България стана член на НАТО през април 2004 година и в момента предстои да бъде стане член на Европейския съюз на 1 януари следващата година.
It has been very tough sledding for Bulgaria during the 15 years of transition from communism. But Bulgaria has overcome most of the obstacles in order to build viable and solid
democratic institutions. Поддържа политически стабилитет, като в същото време поддържа една стабилна икономическа среда. Пазарната икономика представлява също едно от големите препятствия. Икономическите реформи стават за сметка на големи жертви. Стратегическото място на България определя значимостта на страната от Западните Балкани до Кавказския регион. Това също е един център, който привлича организираната престъпност и организирани престъпни групи, организираната престъпност и корупционните и корупцията привличат подобни престъпни групи и те често пъти имат почва в страни, които вървят по пътя на демокрацията. Трафика на хора е също проблем за Източна Европа. Както знаете, има трафик на хора от изток на запад. Последния доклад на Европейския съюз, който беше публикуван миналия октомври, съобщи, аз цитирам, че са необходими допълнителни усилия за по-доброто функциониране на правната система, особено в предсъдебния период. И проблема с натрупването и засядането на и продължаващото разглеждане на тези процеси трябва да бъде ускорен. Увеличеното темпо на реформите е от изключително важно значение, за да отговори на изискването България да тези реформи ще отнемат време, ще изискват много средства и международно разбиране и подкрепа. Като човек, който работя тук дълго време, вече 10 години, когато аз поех работата по настоящия проект, аз високо оценявам големите предизвикателства, които стоят пред България и ние желаем всичко хубаво на господин Петков. Сега предавам думата на господин Петков.
Благодаря ви, ваше предизвикател.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Ambassador, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am sincerely happy and very excited by the opportunity to speak to you today at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Moreover, I see people here that are very well and very familiar with Bulgaria, people that we have worked together in the interest of the future of the Bulgarian people and the Bulgarian country. I'm facing a dilemma whether to go from the general to the particular or the other way around. I will start from a general point of view and then go into the particular. Generally speaking, the general point is the Balkans and Europe as a whole. This is a very complex and very interesting region in which we have the clash of various civilizations, clash of cultures, religions, and ethnic groups. A region with very complex, dynamic, and very interesting history. And I will give you an example using my country. For its 1,300 years of history, 500 years of those, we have been under the oppression of one neighbor and 200 years under the oppression of the other neighbor. Despite this fact, or perhaps for that very reason, in Bulgaria we are witnesses and we do have ethnic peace and ethnic stability because we were able to learn from our history, including our most recent history. We were witnesses of serious transformation on the Balkans. The demise of former Yugoslavia. Several hotspots, we were witnesses of several hotspots of ethnic clashes, several ways of organized crime. Today, on the Balkans, we see serious hotspots of tension, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, the future of Montenegro and Serbia, the status of Kosovo, the status of Montenegro, the referendums that took place. These are issues that do not reflect only on the Balkan Peninsula. These are issues that go beyond, far beyond the parameters of Southeastern Europe. This is a process that needs to be very carefully and profoundly analyzed in order to make definitive conclusions and in order to take the necessary measures. From this point of view, Bulgaria has a very stabilizing role on the Balkans and in Southeastern Europe. Bulgaria does have economic stability, political stability, and ethnic stability. Unfortunately, this is a deficit for the region. In the recent years, Bulgaria did mark very major steps forward. As Ambassador Borgrave pointed out, we are a full-fledged member of NATO, and we are on the threshold of becoming a member of the European Union. The stability that Bulgaria emanates in that regard can and must be spread in the entire region. We have undertaken very serious measures in order to secure and provide effective partnership between the ministries of interior on the territory of Southeastern Europe. On the 18th of March, in Bulgaria, there will be a meeting of the ministers of interior of Southeastern Europe, and Bulgaria will be the host of that meeting. Two main topics of the meeting will be, first, the fight against terrorism. This is one of the priorities of the Bulgarian Ministry of Interior for deterrence of terrorist acts on the territory of Bulgaria. This is a priority for the region as a whole. The second major issue is the effectiveness in cooperation between law enforcement institutions in order to be effective and to be able to combat effectively organized crime groups. What is the situation in the country?
Да, в България има организирани
престъпни групи. Yes, in Bulgaria there are organized crime groups.
И ние имаме сериозни проблеми.
And we do have serious problems with them.
Тези проблеми са натрупвани.
These problems have accумulated over the years, over the difficult years of transition of which Ambassador Borgrave mentioned. You are well aware, your people that are familiar with that situation.
Ние имаме сериозен проблем с разкриването.
We have a serious problem with the revealing of the crimes of the so-called order crimes, identifying the perpetrators of those crimes. This is also another issue that has gathered and compiled over the years. We do have a problem with the effectiveness of justice rendering. These are problems that we are able to solve with all of our political wills and all the tools and resources that we have available in the country. What were we able to achieve in the last 6 months? Or I would say in the last year. I am well aware that life did not start in August of last year. We were able to set up a working mechanism for interaction between the various institutions, the Ministry of Interior, the Prosecutor's Office, the National Investigative Office, and the Ministry of Finance. Bulgaria is well aware of its responsibility as an outer boundary of the European Union. And we are doing our best to give security and stability to our society, but also to give the same security and stability to our European partners. Our legal framework as a whole that deals with the fight against terrorism, the organized crime, guaranteeing the effective protection of our outer borders. To a large extent, this has been completed. This has been achieved. We do have a strategy for integrated management of our borders. We have ratified all 12 documents that directly address the fight against terrorism. We adopted new penal procedure code. On the 9th of February, we adopted the new law of the Ministry of Interior. Of course, we could enumerate many more legal documents and statutes. For me, it is important that this legal framework started work in the recent months. In the last 4 months of last year, together with the National Investigative Service and the Prosecutor's Office, we were able to complete work on 36 cases, which for one reason or another had been delayed in time. These are now before the court. And with the joint efforts together with the National Investigative Service and the Prosecutor's Office, systematically and methodically, we work on organized crime groups. I would like to say that there are not that many in number. We should not be left with the impression that Bulgaria is eaten up by corruption and organized crime in the country. It is an apparent fact that the convention crime in Bulgaria is significantly lower than the level of the European Union and the United States. The crime rate per 100 people, 100,000 is considerably lower than that respective rate in the United States. This does not in any way diminish the problems that I outlined a few minutes ago. The effectiveness of our work in close cooperation with our partners, firstly, our partners from the European Union and our partners from the United States, is impressive in itself. In the past year, at the Bulgarian borders and checkpoints, we were able to detain 2,300 kilograms of narcotic substances. I should say that Bulgaria is a country of transition, a transit country.
транзитна за наркотици.
It is a transit country for narcotics.
Транзитна за трафик на
Transit for trafficking in persons.
Транзитна за разпространение
Transit country for the distribution of counterfeit currency. Our partnership with the Drug Enforcement Agency, with Secret Service, with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with the Central Intelligence Agency is very impressive, especially in the last few years. As a result of our joint operations, we were able to dismantle, to eliminate a number of organized crime groups that deal with the distribution of narcotics, of drugs, on the territory of several European countries. We were able to dismantle and disorganize several organized crime groups that dealt with counterfeit, with the manufacture of counterfeit currency. And I'm very happy that our partnership and joint mutual efforts are evaluated and are given very good appreciation. Our visit this week entirely reaffirmed the evaluation that Presidents Bush and President Parvanov made a few months ago about the relationship between Bulgaria and the United States. This is an evaluation of strategic that reflects the strategic partnership, mutual necessity for one another's partnership and cooperation, peak dynamics in our relationship. This is a peak in the diplomatic relationship that have a history of more than 103 years. When we speak of strategic partnership between Bulgaria and the United States, we should not consider that this is only a partnership and our joint mutual activities in Iraq, our close positions on Iran, our joint participation in Afghanistan, the very close and similar positions on our contingents in Bosnia and Herzegovina and in Kosovo. All this has to be viewed in a larger perspective. That includes the increasing dynamics and even further development and enhancement of our economic relationship. This includes this even more clarified partnership in the field of security, in the full meaning of this word, our common will, and the realization that we need each other as partners. What are the foreign policy priorities of our country? Very clearly, I would like to state that for us it is very important that Bulgaria become a member of the European Union on January the 1st, 2007. And we highly appreciate the support that we receive from the United States. At the same time, we realize that this support is also the result of the effective work and the results, the successes of the Bulgarian institutions. The evaluation that we get from our European partners, this has been suffered by the Bulgarian society and each citizen of Bulgaria. For us, it is very important to know that this is a policy that is well realized. This is a policy that we need, that we feel is a necessity. We would like our partners to evaluate Bulgaria the way we are. The way we are recognized in our efforts and in the work that we do. As a result of our very active work in the last few months of the previous year, we have 5% a decline of the overall crime rate in the country. 25% we have 25% less of murder cases. In fact, the murder cases that were committed on the territory of Bulgaria for last year were 177, out of which 143 were the perpetrators were found and these were taken to court. And this is a very good result, a not bad result. I am well aware of what it means to speak about murders and results that are not bad. However, this is the reality and we live in this reality and we need to look for results that satisfy and meet the expectations of the people. The Bulgarian society is very critical towards the work of the Ministry of Interior and very sensitive to the security of the individual citizen, of the area where they live, and in the country as a whole. This sensitivity has its explanation. I need not go into details. However, it is very important to recognize the comparative basis on which the Bulgarians that explains the perspective of the Bulgarian citizen. I think that this extreme sensitivity and criticism is something that is very, very valuable because it mobilizes efforts. It instills the feeling, the constant feeling of responsibility in the ministry as a whole and in all law enforcement officers. And at the end of the day, this needs to be transformed into a societal in acceptance to crime as a whole. For the past year, because of corruption from the Ministry of Interior, 42 were fired because of corruption. 36 of them were given to military prosecution. Several tens of officers, employees, were directed to work in other places. And the leadership of the Ministry of Interior has undertaken measures to oversee the immediate work of more than 100 employees of the ministry. I would not like to go into detail and to overburden you with statistical information. For all of you, we have made printouts that we have handed out outside, and each one of you, you can get acquainted with all of our successes, our achievements, and with the real situation in the country. What is our goal and what we would like to show, what we would like to achieve with this visit in the United States? Firstly, once again, I would like to reiterate that we are equal, solid, strategic partners that need one another in the field of security and in the field of economy and in the field of the partnership between the two countries. Secondly, the Ministry of Interior in each country, all the law enforcement institutions, these are very specific institutions. And I'm very pleased with our mutual evaluation that our law enforcement institutions and our agencies are among the leading units in establishing trust and confidence between the two countries, in our mutual evaluation so far as the potential of both countries is concerned and as far as the results are concerned, the results and successes that we achieve. For me, this is extremely important for two main reasons. Firstly, because the work of all the employees needs to be appreciated, and for understandable reason, not always, and in most cases, the society is not completely aware of what they do. In certain moments, however, we need to express that appreciation. This is not only a part of our national dignity and sense of feeling and pride. This is not only an integral part of our daily life. These law enforcement institutions are the link that provide the success of our efforts. Secondly, I would like that the United States is very familiar and well acquainted with the key factors in the Ministry of Interior. Personal contact cannot be replaced by anything else. The personal confidence, the personal trust for one another, the specific work done on a daily basis, these are aspects that cannot be replaced. That is why here, along with me, in this delegation are the Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Interior, Mr. Barkokosov, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Interior, General Ilya Ilyev, and the Director of the Counterintelligence Section, Counterintelligence Service, General Chubanov. I am extremely pleased and grateful for the professional conversations that we had, because they show two things. Firstly, a very good familiarity with the situation in the region. This is the result of the joint analysis. The fact that we appreciate the concern. We are well aware that there is a possibility for funds from the organized crime groups to be directed towards radical movements and organizations that could create terrorist acts, that could initiate terrorist acts, that could prepare and execute terrorist acts. The fact that we recognize the quality and the role of the Bulgarian Special Forces and Services by the Interior Ministry and by the Ministry of Defense, for me this is very important. The fact that it is clear that we need to undertake joint measures in several areas, effective exchange of information in real time, a joint analysis, and clear analysis, evaluation of the risk assessment, planning of joint operations for deterrence of terrorist acts, and firstly, a mutual confidence and trust that we will be able to achieve good results. And this is what makes me very pleased with the professional discussions that we had in the past few days. I would like to conclude by saying, I would like to say a few words that I consider very important. This is my first visit to the United States. Of course, I am very excited by this meeting and this discussion. But I would like to share with you something that impressed me extremely. The American people can form a cause, and they can stand behind that cause with the resources of the country, with the public opinion and the society as a whole. This is a process that is not so typical for old Europe. But I would like to assure you that the cause of the fight against crime
на борбата с тероризма,
fight against terrorism and corruption
е наша обща кауза.
Is our common cause.
Тя няма алтернатива.
There is no other alternative.
Този въпрос, както и по редица други.
And this is there is no other alternative, not only on this issue, but on several other issues as well. We do not have any differences.
Просто имаме много общи неща.
We have very common things, many common things.
Аз сме заедно.
We are together.
По един дълъг и тежък.
And this is a long and difficult path that we have to walk together.
И предпоставката, че сме заедно.
And the fact that we are together.
В много голяма степен е залог.
To a large extent, this in itself is a prerequisite for achieving success. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Minister. We'll now open it up to questions. Perhaps I could invoke the privilege of the Chair to ask the first question. Minister, how do you see the future of NATO now that you're a member of NATO?
Сега, когато България е член на НАТО,
and the reason I ask the question is because some of your European colleagues are saying that unless NATO becomes a global security system,
освен ако НАТО не стане глобална система за сигурност, със сигурност ще загине.
Как ще процедираме? Изчакваме въпроси или отговаряме веднага?
So what will be the procedure? We wait for the question and we answer immediately, or?
Yes, I just asked the first question.
Аз току-що зададох първия въпрос, след което.
After that, they will identify themselves.
Всеки един може би ще се обозначи, ще каже какво, коя институция представлява.
And perhaps the minister didn't understand my question.
Може би ви не разбрахте моя въпрос, господин министър.
Аз разбрах въпроса и минавам към отговор.
I did understand the question and I would like to answer it right away.
Трябва да е съвършено ясно, че
it should be clearly understood
на Балканите
that on the Balkans
и в Югоизточна
Европа and in Southeastern Europe
има само един път, който
there is only one way that can guarantee the sense of security.
Аз не се спирам на детайлите.
I would not like to go into detail about some of the tensions that occurred after the demise of Yugoslavia and that some other problems that occurred in the region.
Но избора, който
however, the choice that many of the countries made single-sided is related to the Euro-Atlantic orientation.
И това е начин на границите
this is,
да не бъдат проблем.
And това е начин на границите
да не бъдат проблем.
And this is a way to secure the borders
да не бъдат източник на напрежение.
So that the borders are not a source of tension.
Напрежение породено от
tension caused by one country or another.
На отделни патриотарски
организации. Different organizations.
Да се стремят да внушават
To instill the sense that borders should be reorganized, retailored on the Balkans.
Решаването на този въпрос.
The resolution of this issue is related to the final process of Euro-Atlantic orientation of these countries.
Разбира се, на тяхната подготовка.
Of course, their preparedness.
На изпълнението на съответните
критерии. The implementation of the various criteria and their accession in this union society. I would like to say a few words in regard to Kosovo. In Kosovo, at the moment, there is a police contingent, and Bulgaria is part of that police contingent under the auspices of the United Nations. There are serious discussions that this police contingent go under the auspices of the European Union. At the same time, for the European Union, an important task is to stabilize the legal system in Kosovo, in the judicial system in Kosovo, and to ensure the work of judges in Kosovo. The police contingent of the United States coordinates the work of the police contingent as a whole.
Едно ненавременно изтегляне на полицейския контингент на щатите.
If the police contingent of the United States were to pull out before time.
И изместване на акцента върху
магистратурата. And if the balance is transferred to the magistrates.
Може да върне много назад.
This would turn Kosovo back in time.
И може да създаде обстановка.
And it can create this can create conditions for instability for the region as a whole.
Аз считам, че в НАТО.
I believe that in NATO.
Реформи.
Reforms. There have been reforms. Reforms are going on, and there will be reforms in the future. However, this in no way should be accepted as a threat for the organization and the functioning of NATO. I believe that such an impression. Such impression would be harmful for the alliance, and to a large extent this would be a threat to the impression of security that the alliance creates. When we speak of strategic partnership between Bulgaria and the United States, we should also mention that we are about to sign a treaty according to which on the territory of Bulgaria, United States will deploy troops and equipment. I hope that this treaty will be signed in April. And these forces, these facilities, they will use Bulgaria. And our common view is that these facilities and these bases, these will be used by our partners from NATO as well. So my understanding is, at least, that NATO is a very stable and solid organization, and it has very clear criteria for membership and very clear expectations towards each of the members and very clearly outlined duties and responsibilities. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We open it up to questions. Please state your name and affiliation.
Yes, sir.
A few days ago, a
Greek was arrested in Bulgaria.
By CIA agents and of course Bulgarian security
officials. I'm sorry, I didn't get the question. Would you please repeat that?
Вярно ли, че се разпитвано за служители на ЦРУ в България? Ще се по случай.
Първо, гръцкият гражданин не е бил арестуван
преди няколко дни. This Greek citizen was not arrested a few days ago.
По него са водени оперативно следствени действия.
There have been some investigation procedures going on for more than a year.
Второ,
and secondly, the investigative and operative actions were carried out only by the Bulgarian authorities.
Само и единствено only българските
by the Bulgarian authorities. In charge. And thirdly, as a result of his medical condition, the Bulgarian court allowed the Greek citizen to go to Greece to be treated. And that is why the Greek embassy was informed to that effect. And last but not least,
the
period for which the Bulgarian court allowed the Greek citizens to go to be treated in Greece is about to expire.
Не съм аз този, който ще коментирам.
I will not comment the charges that have been laid, that have been laid against him.
Достатъчно тежки.
But I can assure you that these are serious charges.
Опита да бъде обяснявано.
The attempt to explain what happened with a Greek citizen
с централното разузнавателно
управление, with the Central Intelligence Agency are incorrect
и абсолютно неверни.
And are incorrect.
Untrue.
And untrue.
What was meaning you said that
Вие казахте, че това разследване е било в продължение на една година.
Значи аз казах, че преди една година
защо е бил разпитван?
За пране на пари.
For money laundering, he was interrogated for money laundering.
За ощетяване на бюджета на Република България.
For actions that were contrary, that were not in alignment with the budget of Bulgaria.
And
there were some, there were other serious crimes
that
he was interrogated about, and he was interrogated by the Bulgarian authorities, competent authorities. And the period for which the Bulgarian court let him free to be treated is expiring now.
And
then he needs to come back to Bulgaria
in order
to continue with the court and investigative procedures. This is perhaps one of the reasons why he's creating all this noise about himself, and why for some
reasons
that I do not understand, the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States was also involved.
Yes, ma'am, can you state your name and affiliation, please?
Anna Kirkovska, Delphi International. Министър Петков би искал да ви питам два въпроса. Първият е,
бихте
ли коментирали конституционните промени, които в момента се гласуват от българския парламент, и как те ще спомогнат за борбата с организираната престъпност? И вторият ми въпрос, вие споменахте в началото етническата стабилност в България, и аз бих искал да ви питам, бихте ли коментирали ситуацията на ромското население в страната?
The situation of the Roma population in the country and the so-called parliamentary group attack in parliament. Thank you very much for the two questions. Firstly, the constitutional amendments. These are dictated by the trends of the Bulgarian society and our desire all of the institutions to work more effectively, more publicly, that this is done before the people and under the oversight of the people. What are the results that we expect from these changes?
Firstly,
there will be a limitation, constraints will be placed on the immunity of the members of parliament. The President of the Republic several times in the recent years, he put this for discussion, that immunity should be reviewed and reorganized and changed. And I think that the step that is being undertaken is very serious. At this time, there has been some action against some members of parliament. Some investigative actions have been taken,
and there
is no progress of these investigations because of the full immunity that the members of parliament have
at this time.
And this gives the impression to the Bulgarian society that the members of parliament are invincible. That is why, firstly, this resolution will meet the expectation of the Bulgarian society. At the same time, this will also meet the requirement for transparency and openness of the public institutions to create the impression, the confidence that there is nothing that is that has everything should be laid out in the open, the fight against crime, the fight against corruption. Secondly, the accountability of the prosecutor's office and the judicial system. I think that this is a very important solution. The first one about the immunity, and secondly, the second about the resolution of this immunity issue will be in favor of the members of parliament.
Because народният представител има като самоцел
имунитет или работа в интереса на собственото държава. Съдебната
система има
интерес от този
Трябва да е съвършено ясно,
че не става дума за
вмешателство
в работата на независимата съдебна
система. А за нейната
But its accountability,
за необходимостта,
the necessity
for this system
to give account to the Bulgarian society what it has done and what it hasn't. Of course, serious reforms are needed from the point of view of the speed with which the hearings and the court proceedings are going on. Unfortunately, in Bulgaria, there are cases that have been procrastinated for many years. And this solution for greater accountability, this will benefit the courts and the prosecutor's office. At the same time, it should also be clear
необходимостта да се that, отчитате преди всичко отговорност.
This will give the members of parliament to give account to live up to their responsibilities, and this will also be a good stimuli for better quality.
Вторият ви въпрос.
Your second question.
Още веднъж искам да
повторя, Once again, I would like to reiterate
в етнически план,
that in ethnically speaking,
България
Bulgaria is a stable factor, it is stable, it is predictable.
Вие добре знаете
you
периодите,
well know the periods through which Bulgaria has passed.
За разлика от
Unlike
страни,
some of our neighboring countries,
we
did have some very difficult cataclysms that we went through in the 70s and the 80s.
И както казах,
and as I said, despite this, or perhaps for that very reason, perhaps for that very reason, Bulgaria has ethnic stability at this time.
Въпросът с ромите.
The issue with about the issue related to the Roma population. This is a very serious issue, but this is an issue that has social dimensions. This is an issue of employment. This is an issue related to education. This is an issue related to guaranteeing the access to public health care. Of course, on the one hand side is the country, is the state. On the other side is the individual. The parents... Do they create the necessary conditions and the necessary guarantee that a parent should and give his child to go to school? Or they don't care? Luckily, there are very few cases, but there are cases of desocialization. When the state creates a possibility and conditions for employment, is there audibility on the other side? Is there understanding? This is a complex of issues, and there should be a resolution. A resolution should be found. However, the state is in no position to resolve all these matters by force. It is improper to believe that crime is a result of the
дълбоко неверен. Стремежа да се внуши, че конвенционалната престъпност в България е в резултат на
the attempt to make the society believe that crime is mostly contingent to the Roma population is totally untrue. So this has been the attempt of attack of the political party to impart on the public consciousness that it's the Roma population that's the main culprit, the main perpetrator in different crimes.
Въпросът свързан с атака.
The issue related to attack the group in parliament.
трябва да е ясно, че така
поведението на атака се базира на this group is based on populist slogans and not on any commitments. I do not admit in Bulgaria this is not an issue of a feeling of nationalism in this extreme sense and dimensions. This is a grotesque interpretation of certain European movements. The result that this group was able to get during the parliamentary elections has another explanation too. The dissatisfaction in Bulgarian society that has accumulated over the years, the dissatisfaction from the work of the political elite, the desire for change. But I do not think that in Bulgaria such extreme forms have their place in for realization.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Minister, for the extremely detailed and very clear.
Could you state your name and affiliation,
yes,
please?
Yes, my name is Kim Byung-gi. I'm with Korea University in Seoul, temporarily with Georgetown, also a member of the Emergency Planning Commission. Could the minister kindly give a brief views, if convenient, on your country's relation with Moscow, Russian Federation, for the past year and a half, if it's possible? Thank you, Minister.
Между България и Руската федерация с Москва.
The relationship between Bulgaria and Russia have extensive history. They date back from a long time. Russia has its place in the liberation of Bulgaria from the Turkish yoke. These are two Slavic people that we're talking about, that for natural reasons, until the middle of last century, had a very serious motivated relationship. In the second half of last century, for reasons that we're all aware of, relationships were much different. Today, Russia and all of our partners are well aware of the choice that the conscious choice that Bulgaria made, which was dictated by the interest of the Bulgarian people. It was not only membership, a matter of membership, not only full-fledged membership, but full-blooded participation in NATO. Not only membership in the European Union, but the necessity, the realization that Bulgaria needs this. This also means commitments. This implies a clear demonstration in the good sense of the word of feeling for commonality. Of course, this also means a great responsibility. This is commitment and responsibility from Bulgaria to NATO, from Bulgaria to the European Union, and the other way around, from NATO to Bulgaria, and from the European Union to Bulgaria. I think that it is not necessary for Bulgaria to review its history. We need to lead a very balanced politics on the territory of the Balkan region and in the Black Sea area, including Russia. We have our interests with Russia. The United States has interest with Russia as well. Of course, there is a great difference in dimension and scope, and we are well aware of that. However, our Russian partners are also well aware of the choice that Bulgaria made. We have a clearly defined relationship.
And we are fine with these relationships.
And
of course, our partners are fine with those relationships as well.
This was a
question put by a university professor.
I'm
not convinced that you got the answer that you were looking for,
and
that it was the same as given by a university professor, but I wanted to be frank in laying out my views on that issue.
Thank you, sir. You next.
I'm Roger Pajak with the General
Roger
Dynamics
Pajak
Corporation.
Of Corporația de General Dynamics.
Mr. Minister, I have two questions.
Господин министър, аз имам два въпроса.
First of all, related to the previous question.
Първият е свързан с предния въпрос.
How serious is the degree of involvement of Russian organized crime groups?
Колко сериозно е ангажираността на организираните криминални групи?
And how is your country coping with that problem?
На руски. I'm sorry, sir.
And how is Bulgaria coping with the problem of Russian organized crime?
И как България се справя с руските престъпни групи, с руската престъпност на територията?
And the second question
is,
are there any indications of cooperation between organized crime groups and
организираните престъпни групи и терористичните групи във вашата страна?
По първия въпрос.
The answer to the first question, if I understood the question correctly, how serious is the engagement of Russian crime groups in Bulgaria, and what is their relationship with the Bulgarian crime groups? It is very difficult to speak of organized Russian crime groups in Bulgaria.
Още по-малко може да се говори за
we can speak even less of some symbiosis between Bulgarian organized crime groups and Russian crime groups.
За зло или за добро отношение.
For good or bad, the relationship between Bulgaria and Russia in the 90s, this relationship underwent some serious transformation. And this reflected in the entire spectre.
В нашата страна трябва да се знае.
It should be known that in Bulgaria,
че чужди организирани престъпни
foreign organized crime groups
практически не намериха почва.
Practically did not find soil to thrive.
И възможност за реална реализация.
And possibility to execute their activity.
Българските организирани престъпни групи,
the Bulgarian organized crime groups
обслужваща роля.
Have more or less a service character than the nature of what they do is more or less in support or service nature in the trafficking of drugs,
при трафика на хора,
in the trafficking of people,
при производството и разпространението,
in the manufacture and distribution of counterfeit money and fake documents.
И е трудно да се
говори and it is very difficult to speak about direct influence in principle of foreign organized crime groups in Bulgaria for territories of foreign organized crime groups in Bulgaria. And for these 15 years, this is a serious success, a serious achievement that the Bulgarian law enforcement institutions were able to achieve. One of the priorities of our ministries, I would like to mention three of them. One of them is the deterrence of terrorist acts on the territory of the country. Secondly, effective fight against organized crime and corruption. And thirdly, the modernization, the upgrading of equipment. When we speak of security, we need to be well aware that the law enforcement institutions should be they need modernization, and this will bring about good results, better results. So far as the second question is concerned about the organized crime groups,
аз много ясно казах,
I clearly said
че не бива да бъде изключена възможността
we should not exclude the possibility
на територията на региона
for on the territory on the region
средства от организираната престъпност
some funds from the organized crimes
да бъдат пренасочени
to be diverted or directed towards radical organizations
дали ще ги наречем радикални
we may call them radical Islamic organizations
радикални организации
they could be
radical organizations that could have interest and that could undertake some steps and measures for organizing and execution of a terrorist act with the intention to destabilize the country or the entire region as a whole.
This is
an opportunity that we should not exclude, but we should undertake every step in order to deter that. There is no indication today that on the territory of Bulgaria that such communication is taking place.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Leonard Oberlander, international consultant and people-to-people international board member. And I ask this as an individual. Considering Bulgaria's integrated foreign policy and energy policy, from a security and strategic viewpoint, is there an element of crime or corruption in the energy sector, not only that might affect Bulgarian society, but also NATO and defense resources?
Не само на България и на българското общество, но също и на НАТО и на ресурсите за отбрана.
Честно казано,
frankly said,
би помолил за конкретизация.
I would like some further clarification or maybe making it more specific.
Considering where Bulgaria receives
its
energy resources,
gas,
electricity,
electricity,
and the transit of these resources, do you think there is any corruption in the systems that deliver these resources to the Bulgarian society and to the NATO and defense resources within Bulgaria?
And
if so, you know, how might that affect Bulgaria's strategic and security positions into the future?
На позициите за сигурност и стабилност на България в бъдеще.
Към двата елемента, които
to the two elements that you laid out in the energy system of the country, I can add atomic fuel. I could also add fuel, coal, so that we can make this more complete. The context in which you put the question requires a clear answer. No, the answer is no. The atomic power energy in Kozloduy is state-owned. The company for a supply and transfer and distribution of gas in the country, the main company, Bulgargas, is a Bulgarian state-owned company. Of course, there are some private structures that use the pipeline of Bulgargas and they distribute gas on the territory of Bulgaria. They invest in pipelines. Invest in gas distribution stations. They provide the service to the population, and they take part in the overall process. But I dare say that there is no threat to the security of the country. I think that you make this actually you part of the answer is implied in your question, and you put that very elegantly.
Това, което се случи в Украина,
what happened in the Ukraine
няма как да се случи днес
cannot happen in Bulgaria, if this is what you mean.
Първо,
Firstly,
Bulgaria today is not the Bulgaria of 1995. Bulgaria is a member of NATO today, and it is on the threshold of acceding into the European Union. Today, Bulgaria is in a very strong, tight-knit family. Today, Bulgaria has its partner relationship with Russia. Relations that meet the interest of Bulgaria, interests that most probably meet the interest of Russia. Russia, through Gazprom, it intended to review the price of gas in Bulgaria at the same time that this went on in the Ukraine. This happened in the Ukraine. We have a 10-year contract with Russia with all the protective clauses for Russia and for Bulgaria. And our Minister of Energy and our Prime Minister defended very the Bulgaria's politics and all the treaties and agreements that we have between the two countries.
So
I do believe even though Russia is the main supplier of energy resources, this would not be an issue that would in any way affect the national security of the country. We are well aware of what monopole supplier means. And it should be very clear that we will be fighting for our interests. We will stand by them. We will stand by considering the position that we are at now.
Thank you. I think that needed to be said and heard.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Bill Sifkin, Lockheed Martin Corporation.
От Lockheed Martin.
Two issues, please, Mr. Minister.
Два въпроса, господин министър.
First, could you go into some discussion of your efforts to build cooperation with your neighbors, Turkey and Romania, on cross-border trafficking?
Бихте ли казали дали се водят някакви преговори за сътрудничество с съседните страни, като Гърция и Турция, по отношение на трафикирането?
In the past, in our discussions with your government concerning developing integrated effective coastal surveillance system,
ние говорихме за интегриране на система на наблюдение, брегова охрана.
The division of responsibilities between the Ministries of Defense, Interior, Transport, and Finance.
Между Министерството на отбраната, на вътрешните работи и на финансите.
Имаше
някакви въпроси, които касаеха координацията. Бихте ли казали няколко думи за това?
Преговори за сътрудничество с
Negotiations for cooperation with Greece and Turkey and other neighbors in the region. Other neighbors in the region.
Ние трябва да разглеждаме типология.
We should look at the situation as the type of situation.
Първо става дума
Firstly,
за външна.
We are talking about the Bulgaria being at the external border of the European Union.
И за вътрешна граница.
And we're also speaking of the internal border of the European Union.
Вътрешната граница.
The internal border are Greece. And from the 1st of January 2007, Romania. Secondly, we speak of the Black Sea, the blue border of the country. And we're also speaking of the green border of the country. These are the outer borders of the European Union. With the Black Sea, with Turkey, Macedonia, Serbia, and Montenegro.
Аз вече казах, че
I said
месец и
половина, that a month and a half ago the Bulgarian government adopted strategy for strategic management of the borders.
В тази стратегия,
and in this strategy, the key factor for in the implementation of the strategy, this is the key factor is the Ministry of Interior.
Ние направихме много за
We made a great deal for improving our border control. The oversight, the trafficking of people, the security of the borders, the fight against smuggling of goods. In the material that I have handed out, you will find information that in the last 4 months of the previous year, on the territory of the European Union, contraband of cigarettes for more than $4 million were not allowed to go into the European Union. €4 million, that is $7 million.
Разбира се, че
организацията, of course, the organization, the updating, the modernization of the border of Bulgaria is very important. But the negotiation that we are conducting are of different type. With Romania, from the point of view, Romania will be the internal border of the European Union. Negotiations have they're very clearly defined. There's very clear distribution of how to service best this internal boundary. That is, this decreases the tension to some extent for both Bulgaria and Romania. The expenses are also decreased, the number of people employed as well. At the same time, we guarantee security. In the field, so far as the water boundary is concerned, the Black Sea, in the past 3 years, we have 6 more ships that guarantee the protection of the border. This year and next year, depending on the plan that we have, the strategy that we have in place, and the agreements with the European Commission, we will provide helicopters for securing the green borders, for guaranteeing its security. Of course, the surveillance system is also part of this as well, the surveillance system of the borders. These are all issues that we have discussed out in the open. They're very clearly defined. In the customs agency, which the customs agencies within the ministry, the customs agency is part of the Ministry of Finance and in the Border Patrol Police. In the past few months, some very serious changes occurred, organizational changes and personnel changes. We are well aware of the criteria, the requirements that we need to meet, and what needs to be done. All the processes for modernization and the guaranteeing of the security of the Bulgarian border are clearly outlined, and everybody who wants to be our partner is more than welcome. Thank you.
Господин министър, може би аз мога да ви задам един въпрос. Какво стана в края на студената война с архивите, държавна сигурност, и дали тези досиета са отворени за достъп от обществото?
Колко е важно да познавате персонално ръководителите?
It is very important to know the leaders in person.
С риск да се
повторя, with risk to repeat myself, in our delegation, one of our General Ivan Чобанов, the director of the National Security Service, is part of our delegation. First, I would like to say that we have a very clearly defined and outlined legal framework that completely meets the standards and requirements of NATO for work the work of our National Security Service. Secondly, we have a very definitive outline for
for access to the archives of state security. I do not know what you mean by publicizing and making public, but the Ministry of Interior will not issue a newspaper outlining all these files with the information from all these files. However, there is no constraint, there is no limit in any way to access those files. The answer to the question whether state security participates in any way in the government of the country in any way, does it affect our counterintelligence in any way, I should say that no more than 4% of the National Security Service did work in that service in 1980. And they worked in the latest years of its existence, in the late 80s. So I have no worries of any kind that for the potential and the preparedness and the quality of our services. And in my discussions with all of our partners in the United States, once again, I would like to mention them, Secret Service, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Administration. We were given a very high evaluation of the National Security Service was given very high evaluation by all these services of the United States, especially in the counterintelligence. There is no
concern on the part of our partners at all in that regard. They have no questions. Secondly, I am confident in the abilities of all of our employees, and I am confident that they are able to meet and face the challenges of our time.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Minister. Мисля, че зададохме всичките въпроси.
Знае,
че вие сте на тази работа само от 6 месеца, но звучи сякаш сте на тази работа от много години. И аз искам да ви благодаря за яснотата на вашето експозе. И от името на нашия център бих искал да ви благодаря за вашето посещение и също така да ви пожелая всичко хубаво и успех за вашето бъдеще в НАТО и в Европейския съюз. Thank you very much, sir.